Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Chukat. In Parshat Chukat, we read about one of the most fascinating and enigmatic segments in the entire Torah, and of course I'm referring to the incident at Mei Merivah, the waters of rebellion, when Moshe and Aaron are given the punishment of not being allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. Mefarshim throughout the ages have struggled to understand the sins of Moshe and Aaron that led to such a harsh punishment. The Torah in Bamidbar Perek Chaf describes how Bnei Yisrael lacked water to drink in the desert. They gather towards Moshe and Aaron and they complain bitterly, saying things like, oh, if only we had died, and why'd you bring us here to die, and why'd we leave Egypt? So Moshe and Aaron speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he tells them to speak to a rock, and after which Hashem will produce water. Moshe and Aharon do get water from the rock, but of course in Pasuk Yud Bet, they are told that since they did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they didn't sanctify him, in the eyes of Bnei Yisrael, they are not going to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. Now obviously Hashem is angry with them and punishes them severely. Moshe and Aaron's sins must have been pretty serious for them to get punished so harshly. What exactly was their sin? Now again, many Mefarshim throughout the ages have offered their own ideas. A couple of some of the more early Rishonim and Mefarshim share the following ideas. Rashi says that the sin was the way Moshe went about getting the water from the rock. He hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Pasuk Chet said, speak to the rock, but in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Moshe raises his arm and hits the rock twice. Although getting water from a rock in any fashion is a tremendous miracle, had Moshe spoken to the rock, the people would have been motivated by seeing the rock, so to speak, listen to Hashem. And they would say, this rock has no senses and has no need for Hashem to protect it, and still obeys God's word, they would have learned, Bnei Yisrael, how much more so we should listen to Hashem and do everything that Hashem asks. However, says Rashi, because of Moshe's actions, this entire lesson was lost on the Jews. The Rambam, in his introduction to Pirkei Avot, disagrees with Rashi, and says that the sin that brought such a harsh punishment was not the way Moshe went about getting the water from the rock, but what he said. He said, Shimuna Hamorim. Listen to you, rebel. Listen now, rebels. Says the Rambam, a man of Moshe's position should not have demonstrated anger in public when it was not called for. As a model of good conduct for the entire nation, Moshe should have been more aware of the way people looked at him and how much they learned from his every action. Furthermore, says the Rambam, the people assumed that Moshe was speaking as a representative of Hashem. Hashem himself, said Bnei Yisrael, must have been angry with them for asking for water. This, says the Rambam, was how Moshe failed to sanctify Hashem's name. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Hananel and others disagree with both Rashi and the Rambam. They maintain that Moshe and Aaron's sin was in what they said while getting the water, like the Rambam, but not for his expression of anger. The Ramban, for example, looks at the same pasuk as the Rambam, but focuses on the end of the pasuk, not his anger, but when they used the plural. The pasuk said, listen, we notzi lachem, we, me and Aaron and I together, we are going to bring water from this rock. The Ramban says that Moshe and Aaron's mistake was that they said the word we, implying that Moshe and Aaron had some sort of part in the miracle of bringing water. That is simply not true. They should have been much more sensitive to the fact that Bnei Yisrael, had only recently left the idol-worshipping Mitzrayim, and Bnei Yisrael were particularly vulnerable to understanding religion in terms of human intervention. By saying, we, says the Ramban, they ran the risk of teaching the Jewish people the opposite lessons that they heard at Har Sinai. There are many, many other opinions about this perplexing episode in the Torah, but there's another idea that needs to be addressed. Take a look at what Moshe says immediately after he is told that he will be punished. Immediately after he is told that his lifelong dream of entering Eretz Yisrael is not to be fulfilled. Remember, this is Moshe who stood up defiantly and courageously and pleaded to Hashem after the Egel HaZahav. This is Moshe who could not be silent after the sin of the Meraglim, that when he begs Hashem, don't punish them so harshly. This is Moshe who cries out to Hashem after the rebellion of Korach. How does Moshe react after his own punishment? The very next Pasuk Yud Dalet, describes Moshe's reaction. Moshe sends messengers to the king of Edom. Can we pass through your land on the way to enter Eretz Yisrael? We're going to learn in Sefer Devarim and Parshat Betchanan that indeed Moshe does beg Hashem to change his mind. But in our Parsha, the very next Pasuk, Moshe, the leader, the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the servant of his community, doesn't miss a beat. There was a job to be done for the community, for Bnei Yisrael, and he does it. He was just told that he himself will not enter Eretz Yisrael, but the community needs him. And Moshe goes about his duties as if nothing happened. As I said, the begging and the pleading for clemency is going to happen later in Parshat Vayetchanan, but now he returns to the task of serving Klal Yisrael. In fact, his very specific task is not just serving Klal Yisrael. It's to ensure the Jews' progress towards Eretz Yisrael, the very land that he was just told he would not see. Even more so, Moshe knows that Bnei Yisrael's arrival and entrance into Eretz Yisrael would expedite his own demise. Yet, Moshe doesn't waver. He doesn't hesitate even for a moment. The fact that Moshe and Aaron made a mistake and that the Torah doesn't hide their error is very important. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone is human. But there's another point as well that has to be made. What do we do after the mistake has been made? Do we get depressed, paralyzed, and cease being a productive member of Klal Yisrael? Moshe could have retired that day. Or do we follow Moshe's lead? Do we move on and grow from the mistake by using it as a learning experience? We all can learn from the greatest of teachers, Moshe Rabbeinu, to pick up, move forward, and become an active participant among the Jewish people even after we stumble. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everybody.